Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
In this time of bitter political division, here's a cause for joy. Last week, the governor of Massachusetts, a Republican in a Democratic state, signed a bipartisan bill designating the state dinosaur. The lucky vertebrate was Podocasaurus holiocensis, Podo for short. He was a Dalmatian-sized lizard who lived 100 million years ago near, of course, Holyoke. The Bay State joins a dozen others with an official dinosaur. That trend began in the 1990s when the first of six Jurassic Park movies appeared. But these ancient beasts have been fascinating us for ages, as any parent can tell you. Dinosaurs still walk the earth, in the U.S. at least, though their era may be ending. Changes in the political climate have been threatening them for years. Now they're facing what paleontologists call a mass extinction event. I refer, of course, to something I hate to discuss, abortion. It's a complex emotional subject. Whatever I might say about it risks alienating friends and family. So let's talk about dinosaurs. To my kids, they were cuddly, exotic creatures that inspired cartoons and stuffed toys. To me, they were fearsome but tragic figures who met their end in the late Cretaceous era, probably after the Earth was hit by a meteor. Another meteor just landed. On the same day last week that Podo got elevated, somebody leaked the draft of a Supreme Court opinion that would effectively prohibit abortions in nearly half the states. Jubilant anti-abortion forces are now pushing for a nationwide ban, also criminalization of miscarriages, morning after pills, maybe even contraception. But like the world in the Cretaceous period, the U.S. has been evolving in the past 50 years since women won their reproductive freedom. They've gotten used to having educations, careers, control over their bodies, their lives. They will punish anyone who tries to take it all away. Men mostly support that evolution. Children depend on it. And most Americans say they don't want to go back to abortion's Cretaceous era. The dinosaurs were slow to evolve, so when their extinction event came, they perished, even though better adapted creatures survive. That's how nature works, also politics. Nobody really knows what killed Podo. What's certain is that he went from prehistory to history in 1910, when his fossil was unearthed by a Mount Holyoke College geologist. A woman. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.